The opening of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by The Mangrate. Men's Health calls it one of 2012's best grilling accessories. I call it the best damn holiday gift you can give anybody. And yeah. When you buy a Mangrate, little Oscars all over America get their wings.
Wow.
Yes, it's one of the year's best holiday gifts. The Mangrate, 100% made in America cast iron. Where do you get your iron, Oscar?
Ohio, actually.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, Ohio's the best. Oh, see, it's called the Iron State.
And Detroit.
I would say 100% made in America Ohio iron.
Yeah. Nice.
You get real steakhouse grill marks and seal in the juices for that great steakhouse flavor. The Mangrate is just $19.99 when you order through the banner ad at MikeOmeraShow.com. But wait, there is more. There's this thing.
I'm so glad you brought this up, Mike, because, you know, we're all worried here that since we're going to have a few drinks today, oh my God, what happens if we spill? A lot of people don't know that this is not only just a great grill brush with the Mike O'Mara Show printed right on it.
What was that?
Grill brush.
Right.
It is super absorbent.
Is it really?
It is.
No, it's not.
It'll hold its
not
weight
really.
In beer.
Steel, like,
no, it is.
Thing.
I don't know
it
how
it
is
suck up
it, because
juice?
It's Ohio steel.
Oh, right.
And it just drinks it right
does
in.
Does it have the TMOS logo on it?
It has the Mike O'Mara Show logo on
okay,
it.
Okay, shut right. up. Give the grilling grate that's changing the way America grills. Give the man grate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Holiday time is fun time and delicious time from Kraft. How's about Buzz Burbank's quick and easy mistletoe bites?
Oh, yum.
You're gonna love it.
Wow, your penitentiary book club. By taking 280 Kraft baby marshmallows, add Bumblebee brand smoked oysters, Mott's applesauce, a can of Green Giant black olives, 6 cups of Domino sugar, 1/2 pound of minced beef tongue, and a parakeet.
What?
Topped generously with kikkoman, hoisin sauce,
oh, yeah.
and dried skin. Invert in a 36-inch springform pan.
You have to invert it.
Spin vigorously in your centrifuge and leave it in the sun overnight.
What?
At the crack of dawn, steam while wrapped in a periwinkle ascot, and serve with Quaaludes. Your family will thank you. Another holiday favorite from Kraft. Who's the author? Best one yet?
Well, Buzz, I took co-author. Buzz's and I punched it up. Yeah.
Very, very nice, boys.
And it's hard this time of year to find good dried skin.
Very, very, very nice.
Okay.
To my, I have to do this in the opening of the show today. Mm-hmm. First of all, happy anniversary to all you boys.
And to you guys, too.
3 years.
This is our anniversary-tacular, starting out really with a whimper.
No, Mike, it's the third-tacular.
Third-tacular?
Right. Whatever.
Just need my glasses. But anyway.
Would you like me to get them?
Do you know where they are?
No, but I'll find them.
They're around somewhere. Hey! I'd like to say to my beloved Beluga. Beluga, yesterday Daddy was very, very mean to you. And very, very cruel.
Yes.
The fact is that years and years and years ago, Carl and I were driving out of Atlantic City. We're suddenly off to the side of the road. We saw a wooden hand-painted sign that said, AKC Puppies for Sale. And suddenly we jammed on the brakes and backed up the car and drove into this little farmhouse yard. And there in the back in a little pen were these cute little black pug puppies. And I picked them out. I actually did. I picked Beluga out.
Wow.
Now, over the years, Beluga has gravitated towards one member of the family, that, of course, being Carla.
Magnet.
And yesterday, perhaps I overstated my rage at his inattention over these many years.
You were hurt.
The fact is that, Beluga, even though you do not give me the kind of attention that you give my lovely pregnant wife, I will tell you that I still love you, Beluga. I still like giving you treats. I still like the way, whenever you're going potty outside, and I'm talking big potty,
oh, huge.
That you go to a corner of the yard where no one can see you, almost like a dude that doesn't want anybody to see you dump, whereas Frankie will do his business right in the middle of the world
right
for
here.
Everybody to see.
Oftentimes for me to see.
Beluga, I even like it when you snore, believe it or not. When
really?
You're snoring at night and you're sawing wood like a fully grown man, that amuses me greatly. You make me very, very happy. So I just wanted to say, Beluga, and Mark got the right glasses. Thank you very much. Beluga Bear, which I call you quite often.
That's cute.
Bubba, another thing that I call him.
That's
I just want to say, I was a cruel daddy yesterday, and I know that I said some things that were hurtful, and in particular, hurtful to your mother, which is not the reason I'm doing this.
Right.
Not the sole reason I'm doing this right now.
Reaching out to Beluga.
Why are you shaking your head? You cannot be mean.
No, everybody be
you
quiet.
You cannot be mean.
This is Mike's deal.
You Wade. In particular. I believe you were singled out. But anyway.
Right now, my tongue hurts from biting
time.
It.
Sensitive time.
Shh, it's quiet
I just want to say, you are the greatest, bestest dog in the whole wide world. You're sweet. You're loving. You keep the bed warm. And you're so darn cute. And your love of food, like when I'm trying to cook a meal and you're underfoot.
You share
I'm
that.
I'm sorry. Your love of food is also very cute. Beluga, here's the bottom line. I love you more than any master could ever love a dog, and I'm happy to have you with our family, and hopefully many more years to come.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
We're putting the band back together.
December 7th, a date which will live in infamy.
How much for the little girl? The women. How much for the women?
What?
Sell me your children.
Maitre d'. Maitre d'.
Hey, cut it. Mona's gonna ask me to call the cops.
He just got out of Joliet. He's on parole. You can't call the cops on him, man.
We're putting the band back together.
I said no, absolutely not.
You, how much for your wife?
We're putting the band back together. We need you, man. We need your horn.
No way.
If you say no, Elwood and I will come here for breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day of the week.
Okay, I'll play. You got me.
Sir!
Coming to you live from Mike O'Mara's living room studio in the historic radio district of Manassas, Virginia, a bustling suburb of the nation's capital, it's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios, a thank you out to Cappy on our third anniversary.
Yeah,
we
absolutely.
Love you, Cappy. We would not be doing this if it wasn't for you. Thank you. And we love that this is the Cappy Pfeiffer Studio.
Yeah.
This is America's most beloved podcast. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. We're downloaded more than 16 million times. We are heard in 150 countries worldwide. I guess I don't give the phone number anymore, do I?
No, and why should you?
Really, we're much too busy.
Anyone
it's
going to
be a goofy day. I just got the sense of that right now.
Anyone we want to talk to is here, Mike. Yeah. So screw them all.
The phones are up.
Yeah, we got the apology out of the way.
Maybe in 2013 we're going to do some tweaking. And yeah.
Sure, let's do that.
You know, we're going to do some tweaking, and maybe the phones will be... Why are you shaking? Your hatred for the listeners.
It's not my hatred for the listener. I love the listener. I hate the caller.
I know you hate the caller.
The caller is bad news.
All right.
Usually.
Our show is brought to you by our DVD launch party at Quench in Rockville, Maryland. The phone drops at 8 p.m. on Friday, December 14th, as we release our latest DVD of our recent sold-out live show in Reno. We'll all be there to greet you and thank you and to sign your copy. Admission is free. And while you're there, enjoy the signature cocktails and cuisine that make Quench your best destination anytime, fun time, good time, DVD time.
Week from today.
Yes. That's 8 p.m. Friday, December 14th, as the holiday partacular continues.
We'll see you there.
At Quench, 9712 Treville Gateway Drive.
You got to get it right, Mike. That's the digital virtual, versatile disc.
That's your second one. I can tell your wife's on campus. At Quench.
Yes, obviously you could.
9712 Treville Gateway Drive in Rockville. For more information, visit quenchnation.com or click the banner ad on our website. We have wives in the house. We have my wife is at work and then going right to her very first meeting with the new baby doctor.
That's
person.
Very cool.
Not the baby doctor today. It's the nurse practitioner and then the baby doctor.
Right.
And that's the one I get to go to. So I'm not going to the one today, but I want to wish Carla the best of
no
luck.
No scans
with her first
or anything life. Today. No photography.
So she's not going to be floating around today. She's going to be here and there. So I am the host with the most, and the ladies are here picking up the slack to be the hostesses with the mostesses. We have already a tremendous amount of women on campus.
It's
here
nice,
today.
Isn't
I'm
it?
Very excited about it, and looking wonderful, looking very holiday and very festive. So couldn't be happier about that. We're delighted to have have you with us today.
Carrie wanted to outdo her performance on the Thanksgiving parade.
Yeah,
coverage.
I was about to mention that. I was hoping for more cleavage, and then Shannon showed up. Yeah.
And both Carrie and Shannon are just wonderful.
And RJ just undid a button. So
yeah. RJ is back here. Hello, RJ. Hey. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays, everyone.
And we're going to have what we're doing today. This, unfortunately, and I say this, not that we're going to give you a crappy show.
No.
But let me just say we're doing three shows today.
Uh-huh.
Now, the first show you're going to hear, which is just jam-packed with all sorts of the quality entertainment you've come to expect
that's this
from the Mike O'Mara show. But I will tell you that after we're done with this one, we will be taping our two holiday shows. And those two shows are going to fall between Christmas and New Year's.
Our gift to you.
Yeah, also we will be putting on the Mike O'Mara website my Christmas music show. That'll go up Christmas Eve, so you have music to listen to on the holidays.
So you're going to get three shows between Christmas and New Year's.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it should be fantastic. Because every year we just do this. We have an open house. We have people come by, supporters of the show and clients and people like that. We open our doors and they come in, and then it just degenerates. We usually have a very quick turnaround between the first show and the second show.
Right.
And then something like 9 hours between the second show and the third.
I'm excited about is to see if Oscar tries to launch a fourth show as he did last year.
Well, Rob, he's not going to do that because he's going to be probably the voice of reason and a guy that's going to keep us keep the rudder on the ship.
That's why I'm
counting on Oscar as he's teetotaling because of his exploding stomach.
That's why I think he's going to do it because he's going to have a lot of talented drunkards.
Let's do
it. And he's
going to
want to corral
show.
Them. Yeah, and he's going to make crack.
You know anything's what? Possible.
Sober or drunk, Oscar loves to, you know, we all do. We all are performers, and we love to do the extra. And so who knows what's going to happen.
Who knows?
On the show today, happy anniversary. I would like to thank all of the listeners and the supporters of this show, clients, and those of you that show up for our live shows. You buy our stuff. You support us through Amazon. And it wouldn't be a show without your support. So, darling, happy anniversary.
Darling, happy anniversary.
And,
I love dusting this off once a year.
I usually hate what Rob writes on his Facebook page.
Yes.
And at times it actually angers me.
Oh, yeah, dear. Of course.
But today...
which is good judgment on your
today
part.
Today it touched me. Did you see what he wrote?
Yeah, it was very nice. Let me bring it up and I will share it with everybody.
While you're looking for that, did you ever think we'd make 3 years?
You know, after the first 6 months
yeah.
I did,
yeah.
I actually...
I did not the first day.
yeah, we all felt that
way. I truly did not.
I didn't... No, when I was shaky was when we were having all those... Little meetings in restaurants with what's her name? Then I didn't have any faith in it at all. And I said, "There's not a friggin' chance." Right?
When Oscar first,
I was basically humoring all of you and like looking for a radio gig.
When Oscar laid it out, I said, "This is really quaint, but there's no way this works ever."
It doesn't happen.
No.
And what we didn't anticipate when we started this show was how people would get into it. And the numbers, while they were not astronomical, were very good at the beginning.
Encouraging.
And what we didn't expect with those numbers, as they were small at the beginning, and really compared to other podcasts like an Adam Carolla, our numbers still are small, but
quality numbers.
What keeps this show chugging are what's going on over there, fellas? Everything all right?
Just discussing logistics.
Okay, I'm doing a show here. All right. So anyway, so what the
did
the...
we mention RJ's back?
Yeah.
You were saying.
Just keep it down to a stage whisper or take it out of the room.
That's
Thank you very much. So we didn't anticipate the passion, and that's what the engine of this show is, the fact that the numbers that we have are so into it, and they act like we're family, and we are eternally grateful.
We've said
it a bunch of times. So let me go to Facebook here and see what Rob wrote.
This can't go well. Please don't read this, because even though Oscar gave it a nice setup, it's going to bite me on the ass.
Could you do it in the Rob voice? I think that'll give it a
And it
punch.
Just took a nice
yeah,
turn.
There
you go.
Hold on, let me see.
Can you read it like the gingerbread
Now, when
man?
One goes to Rob Spiewak's page,
you gotta
something
it.
That was written this morning, there'll be 7 million things.
Yeah, that's
in
old
between,
news now.
It's all
God,
does.
I wish I could have seen this coming.
Jesus,
it took a bad turn.
Hold on, so, all right, I'm looking.
No
I'm
one
looking
expected.
Here.
If only you had.
All right,
known.
Here we go. To all of our listeners, for as long as I can remember, I've wanted a larger penis.
Stop it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's no, not that
What, and
close.
Have Carrie complain even more?
Okay, here we go. Rob writes, exactly 3 years ago, I have to do it as Rob.
I know. Yeah.
Exactly 3 years ago, I was getting ready to do something I had never done before.
Work. No, I'm sorry, take it from
Let's
the top.
Stop there.
Exactly 3 years ago, I was getting ready to do something I had never done before, a podcast. I was anxious, worried, and unsure if it could last. 800 plus episodes later, I'm slightly more at ease.
That's about right.
I am eternally thankful to all the folks who listen and support us so faithfully. Words fail me. Never.
Yeah, exactly.
And to Mike, Buzz, Michael, that's Buzz's real name, Oscar and Mark, who are not only my partners, but also amazing friends and brothers that have proven that it is indeed possible to make a living doing what you love.
Yeah.
Happy anniversary, guys. Now we drink. And
I like that.
Didn't he leave you know, want somebody out, didn't he?
You kind of left somebody out.
Thanks, Rob.
RJ, I love the most.
Yeah,
he's getting his
Why are you looking at him?
I knew that.
RJ is so secure that I didn't think I needed to puff him up.
That's right. If I hadn't done that move, he would have been, he'd be sobbing. He'd be sobbing all day. Someone's just come in. It's Michael Holstein.
Hey, look, it's a terrorist.
All right, very good. very good. All right, ladies and gentlemen. There he is. Fresh off his last-minute negotiations between Syria and our... Michael Holstein in the house has arrived there. So that's the way it's going to go today, especially as we do other programs.
We'll have a lot of guests.
People coming back and forth and going in and out. I want to talk today about the NHL a little bit because last night I had the pleasure of being with the true hockey fans of Washington.
Yep. How was that?
We went to a minor league hockey game that was in the middle of a major league venue and had a great... I want to thank my buddy Fried, who gave me the tickets and had a great time with his pals. I've had two wonderful bonding boys' nights out in the last week. The Monday night football game with all the guys coming to my house and then going to the hockey game last night. I really, really enjoyed it. I mentioned the baby doc visit today. Mary Krimble, this is, we're winding down. This is when we do our Christmas show. We'll have more shows before that. Stephen Baldwin.
Oh, he's a mess, is
he
not?
My favorite Baldwin. Want to talk about that a little bit. Bad Santas. I went on a website that had Santas. I want to talk about that. And let me see, what else do we have here? I don't like David Axelrod on any level at all. I don't
not
like
even
him.
A clean shaven
no,
David Axelrod.
Don't care for him today.
Smarmy about it.
And, when I watched that being shaved today, I just like, oh my God, this is the only thing on NBC right now.
He's just, why that man is, he's a political operative for Barack Obama. So that's why he's on the magic box to start with. But I think he's terrible on television.
Bad news.
And he's the last guy, and who gives a rat's ass? But he's got a kid with epilepsy. He shaved the mustache because they raised $1 million for epilepsy. Right. So it was a good cause.
It is a good
But I can't stand David Axelrod.
Did you feel at any point last night when you're heading into the city that you're in danger? Because there was a road rage incident with a bicyclist yesterday.
It was,
really?
Yeah, it was Joe Krebs.
No, somebody, actually a bicyclist stabbed a driver.
Really?
Yes.
It's about time.
Can you believe it?
Do they make a knife that attaches to a bike, like a water bottle thing?
Apparently the Mini Cooper cut off the bicyclist in D.C., and the bicyclist took one of those bike chains, knocked off his mirror. The guy pulled over and said, "Why'd you do that?" The guy stabbed him.
Really?
And then rode away.
Well, it's nothing that doesn't happen at the Oakton Wine Shop on a regular basis.
All the time. All
and
the
we
time.
Say that because we welcome Brian Gauthier
from
Oakton Wine
welcome,
Shop.
Welcome, Brian. Thank
you guys one of our it. Fine local clients and really, people that advertise with us here in our backyard are very special to all of us on the show. And you've been with us for a very long time and supportive of the show from the beginning. And the good thing about it, you've gotten good results from the show as well.
Absolutely.
So this is a chance for you to tell us what do you got because it's your time of the year, baby. You're doing all sorts of special
in the middle of the holidays. We're rocking and rolling. We have tastings every weekend. We have our big winter festival coming up next weekend. Hopefully you guys can all make it out there.
I live for a festival.
Festivals are fun. Festivus.
They are.
Festivus for the rest of us.
Yeah, Festivus for the rest of
us.
Festive time.
And now the airing of the grievances.
Absolutely. But it's a great time. We have Sylvia Pooge, who's one of my favorite winemakers from Spain.
Sylvia who?
Pooge.
Okay.
Nice.
I'm sorry. Sometimes Brian knows the shows enough where sometimes I kind of, I'll look at him because he's cagey that
he's
way.
He's baiting you.
And he'll just, Sylvia Pooge?
Pooge.
Is she coming from a foreign land?
She's coming from Spain.
She's a good girl.
Yeah.
He's just so nice.
I remember that one time that I was actually over in Italy. I know the woman you're talking of, and I asked to, no.
No. That's more for the second show, Mike.
Okay. That's right. We'll get there.
Oh, you bet we will.
Thank you.
But I know, Rob, that she makes wines that you really enjoy. So I know last year we were...
Pooge wine.
The Odysseus wines.
Oh, they're excellent.
Yeah, she'll be here.
Great gift.
Yeah, oh, it's delicious. Where
is Ms. Pooge?
A lot of that.
Where is Ms. Pooge from?
Down Under?
Spain.
Spain.
Oh, Spain.
España.
You're still gay for Spain, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm leaving in a couple weeks.
Are Are you really?
Yeah.
How many times have we been to Spain in the last year?
Twice.
Twice?
What if we got you a sweatshirt, like a zip-up thing that said gay for Spain? Would you wear that?
Maybe.
I think it'd be nice.
So the Spanish wines are still rocking and rolling?
Still rocking and rolling. French wines, California, Italian wines.
A lot of people know this that listen to the show on a regular basis, but you're in the Northern Virginia area right in our backyard. You want to go over to Oakton Wine Shop and get yourself some good vino for the holidays.
It's everything Wegmans wishes it could be.
You know, the thing, I know you hate Wegmans.
I do. It's a cancer, Mike.
But the thing is, you can get in there, and Brian and his staff can walk you right to your price range and the best wine for your party. What did he say?
No, it's a store, Rob.
You see, I am trying so hard right now as the first stellar amber golden liquid goes into my body.
Yes, me
I'm
too.
I'm trying to be so responsible and try to schmooze every client I can.
Do you need
because
another?
Because it's going to just fall, huh?
Do you need another?
Oh, that might be a good idea.
Yeah, maybe two, Mark. See what I did there?
There we go.
Rob's also having a beer. I'm having pineapple and rum.
Delegation.
Really?
Jesus.
Yes. Your drinking habits are very odd.
Yeah, well, I don't care for beer so much, so I go straight for the hard stuff.
The beer, you don't like
beer. I'm not sure I'd call anything with pineapple juice in it the hard stuff.
You know what? I think it's that whole ukulele thing.
Well,
that's
the whole thing.
Kick
that's
with
right.
The, with the ukulele.
Pineapples.
So, good year for Oakton Wine Shop?
Yeah, we're getting there. We're definitely up for the year.
Good?
Hopefully we're going to finish out on top.
That's with, I remember you had that incident that happened back in when we had the storms.
Yeah. Oh, that's
where
right.
You were completely wiped out of power, and you had to take,
wow.
You took his entire inventory of the wine shop and moved it like into a person with an air conditioning. Your house, right?
My own personal house where I have a generator.
Were you at a generator?
Yeah.
Oh, my
God. And we did the same thing with Sandy. We moved a lot of stuff out of before Sandy came in. We were afraid we were going to lose power. Moved all of our food out of the store.
Oh, what is the optimum temperature for wine storage?
55.
Really?
Perfect.
So it is that cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
And in 2 years, I'm excited because that's also the optimum age for drink. What?
What? For being
let me start again.
We'll be right back.
How about this?
In a couple of years, I'm really excited because that's the optimum age for drinking it as well. Yeah. Thank you. Oh, I haven't finished. I'm chain drinking.
Also good for optimum age for being a father of a toddler.
Yes.
We might not mention this enough, but it's the holidays, so when you're getting your presents, you're also getting beverages. You're probably going to someone's house.
Yeah.
I know, Mike, you're going to have people over.
Yeah.
You stop by the Oakton Wine Shop.
How depressed are you right now that you're not going to be imbibing?
I'm okay. It'll be hour three before I want to blow my brains out.
Be sure and tune in.
But we've just started. Is that when?
Would you like to have your girlfriend sit next to you?
No.
Would you like to have her sit next to you to make you feel better?
Yes, he would. No,
I'd be fine with that.
I think I'd like that.
I'd really be fine with
that. I'm not comfortable.
I'd like that a lot.
I'd be okay.
I'm not going
to
do that.
Just to make you feel better.
No,
would you like to tell about you?
That's right.
Oscar, would it make you feel more comfortable if your girlfriend sat next to me?
No. Neither.
You know, she doesn't have to sit next to you. She could maybe just sit on the counter.
Or stand on the table.
Oh, God. You've gone too far.
I know. Way too far.
Get your gifts. Bring something nice to the next party
the
you go
hostess.
To. Stop
you
by
never
want to
show up empty-handed during the holidays. Yeah. And the thing is you can go to Oakton Wine Shop and get change back on a 10 and look like a boss.
Yeah, well, not only that, we also have our gift basket program that we have rolling this
fantastic.
Year.
Right.
Holiday great chocolate. Gifts. So there's a lot of great things.
You know what? Here's a suggestion. And this is probably not the best way to improve Mr. Gauthier's bottom line, but I will tell you, go into Oakton Wine Shop and say, all right, I'm going to a party. I don't have a lot of money. I got about $25 to spend.
But I want to impress.
But I want you to show me something that's really going to make a splash.
Yeah.
Make it sound like Chateau.
And we'll come right back at $12 and knock it out of the park.
$12!
Yeah.
You see that?
Yeah, it can be done.
I've seen it happen. Yeah. I've seen it happen.
And Brian will help you pick the right thing.
Absolutely.
There you go. So,
and further, if you always should have a few gifts standing by because there's always some jackass that shows up at Christmas you're not expecting and they come with a present. If you've got a good bottle of wine, you stick a ribbon on it, you're done.
Yeah. Now, I don't go to a wine shop to bring holiday gifts to parties I'm invited to. I've had a tradition for years when I go, large stuffed animals.
Huge, oversized, like
very
from
unique.
Costco.
Yes, especially elderly couples. You know, I like to do it just to see the reaction I get.
My house is full of stuffed animals.
Here you go. I've got, this is a huge oversized teddy, and
thank
I like
you,
to see the hostess kind of just look at me and go, oh, how nice, and then they don't know where to put it.
The hell were
hilarity
you
ensues the whole time. You know? Say Merry Christmas, please. Barb, Chuck, I've got a giant pink panther for you.
A pink panther, it's so timely.
Now, you know the story with the giant pink panther that I have?
Yes.
When my, and maybe because
really
of the baby
does.
News and all that, I'm getting nostalgic.
Sure.
When my niece was born, who now has two babies of her own, God, hello.
Time flies.
So how old is she?
Time flies. We're just dying slowly.
How old is
no,
she
quickly.
Now?
Quickly.
Quickly.
So she's in her 20s, obviously, at
yeah.
least.
Yeah, sure. So, I have to drive. My sister lives in Annandale, Virginia, and I'm living in Annapolis. And I'm driving a wonderful luxury automobile early in my radio career.
Ah, yes.
The fabulous Ford Fiesta.
That's a great car. Great.
Now, this is not the new Fiesta, which is a fine-looking vehicle.
Someday again, Mike.
This is the square, boxy little, seriously, it looked like a toy car.
When you drove it,
I loved it.
Did it feel like a Mexican party?
You know where? You know when it was great?
What does that mean?
It was fantastic in the snow.
I remember you said that.
It kicked total ass in the snow.
Front wheel drive. Right?
It was front wheel drive, and it killed. But I
or something.
They still have this. There was on the corner, right across from Annapolis Mall. They had these guys that were on the side of the road, and they had huge stuffed animals. And yes, I was driving out to see the baby for the first time, and we still have pictures of it.
Perfect.
Where I pulled up, and I think it was out the window because I know I didn't have a sunroof. I had the head of the Pink Panther out the window because the car was so goddamn tiny.
Yeah.
And I'm driving all the way from Annapolis to Annandale with the head of this Pink Panther. I still have pictures of that somewhere where Uncle Mike gets out. I was Uncle Mike for years.
And not only that, it allowed
started my multiple marriages.
It allowed you to use the HOV lane. Yeah.
No such thing back then.
That's true. I'm sorry.
But it was a beautiful, beautiful toy. And I've always enjoyed, what are you playing, a little Christmas music? Oh, Pink Panther.
Yeah.
And I've always enjoyed the large oversized stuffed animals at the carnival or something like that.
It always tends to be a Pink Panther too. Do you think that's a licensing screw up on someone's fact that they just allow those to be made or mass marketed?
Well, at this particular corner, they had oversized giant stuffed animals, oriental rugs, and recliners.
Yeah,
that's a great corner.
That's what they had.
No velvet Elvis paintings.
And they looked like the guys that were selling this stuff looked like really if need be they could throw all that stuff in the truck in about 18 seconds.
Oh, that's the idea.
Guess what? Yeah. They've done that before.
And move on down the road.
That's right.
Where's Mark Ronick floating around here somewhere? Hey, Mark?
Yeah.
Lowell Melser, I want you to... Is he coming today?
He can't. He's doing the evening news.
He's doing the evening
news.
Was
he invited, for Christ's sake?
Yes.
Good. Thanks for the invite.
I'm going to look... Lowell Melser, who is Mr. I have a new name for him up in Baltimore.
Really?
Mr. Credibility.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, rightly so.
He's sort of like a modern-day Cronkite, is he not?
Well,
Mr. Believable.
It just, I would say to Lowell Melser that in the event that you want to be on the fast track, because now he's doing, is he doing a little anchoring too?
Yes, he does.
So he likes doing the anchoring, but it just seems to me that if he he's got to be more selective with his gigs.
Really?
This is from Lowell Melser's Facebook page. So, the 98 Rocks sales staff asked if I would be a judge in this contest, and I said yes.
Oh, dear.
I'll be there Saturday night with Justin Schlegel. Who is Justin Schlegel?
Afternoons. You know, he does afternoons.
He does at 98 Rock?
Yes.
After the other guy?
Okay.
Justin Schlegel. Who knows what could possibly happen? So please join Lowell Melser. Yes. I rarely plug unless you're paying.
What is this event?
At Bamboo Bernie's, as Bamboo Bernie's
it's
presents
Boynies
Cougar Hunt 2012.
Oh no.
My goodness.
Cougar Hunt 2012 with 98 Rock and Lowell Melser. This is the this is a little picture of the Cougar Hunt 2012.
Well, you know, it was obvious that
Lowell's a conflicted broadcaster. Lowell has not found his true calling.
He's a Renaissance man. He likes it all.
He likes it all, but he can't have it. I should enlighten Lowell that in the world of TV news, it's a conservative environment, Buzz.
You don't see Brian Wilson, Brian Williams, judging Cougar.
Although you might see Brian Wilson
yes,
there.
Yes, you might.
Now, you know, as far as there's a wonderful anchorman here in Washington, D.C. that I've known for years, a name of Jim Vance.
Great guy.
Jim Vance would go to a cougar hunt. It just wouldn't be on his Facebook page.
That's right.
Would he judge it, though?
Huh?
Would he judge it? No.
No, he doesn't judge.
He'd hide.
Do you think Paul Barry would go?
Paul Barry would go if you paid him, probably.
Yeah, he probably would.
Paul Barry did a lot of, you know, Paul was conservative in his own way.
But he was great. Yes. Have you ever been, seen him host, an auction or something?
Seen him. I did stuff with him.
God, he was great.
Maybe dirty, horrible things.
Maybe he's conflicted, and I'm going to say this delicately, because it pays.
Well,
he's got to get paid for
the 98
it,
Rock
know?
Sales staff asked if I. Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
Mark, do you know whether he's getting paid for this or not?
Oh, I bet my testicles on it.
Let me see what it's all about.
How much is his credibility worth?
I would say probably that. I think it's probably now, don't you think?
He's got to get paid for that gig, correct?
I would imagine.
Yes.
Can you text him and ask how much?
Who is the Amish Outlaws? Is that a reality show, right?
Yeah, I think it is.
Says Amish Outlaws and Cougar Hunt Finals for $1,000 cash.
This is stuff I wouldn't do as a DJ. No. I swear to God, this is stuff it would. I do on occasion. I hated bikini contests when Kirk and I.
Oh, they're bad.
And Kirk loved them. Yeah. Kirk adored them.
Sure.
And he was like, well, that was what
he won three of them.
Well, he was a 98 rock and roll DJ for most of his career.
Right.
And so he had to do that. Well, he didn't have to do this. That's what you did at those things. I, believe it or not, I'm going to make fun of people, but I'm not going to really be good at like, hey, there's Vicky. Take a look at Vicky. Here she comes with her incredible cleavage. Hey, Vicky. It's like those guys.
It's a bad gig because to be funny, you have to really sort of underdo what you're actually trying to do.
Well, and it's really one step above the guys that you hear in a strip joint.
Maybe
do you have girls?
Maybe even equal. Yeah,
do you have girls?
I've done Hooters bikini contest before.
Yeah, you can do it in a classy way, though.
Yeah, well, I mean, we've all done them.
But it is a fine line to walk.
We've all done them, but I don't like doing them. Well, you go
it's
back.
It's a hard line to walk.
It's like, hey, Mike, we want to get you backstage to have your picture taken with the girls.
They all
look at you like, they're all chewing gum and they're all looking like, you're real pervert.
You're
so old. Yes, exactly. But it's just, I've never. But when I got up there, they asked Kirk and I, because we were doing the morning show on The Edge, and here you go, ladies. Let's welcome Tiffany Bambi. Here comes
Tiffany Bambi.
Champagne is coming down right now. Look at those lovely lace stockings. Yes, siree. White lace on her thighs, boys. Don't forget, any lap dance is $20 right now. You want to get all the girls up here? Aren't they incredible? Okay, here she comes right now. Ooh, look at Miss Heather. Miss H is looking strong today. And there's Miss H's daughter with her.
They're both
dancing.
You do that a little too well.
Yeah.
Thank you.
He's read about it. Mark, do me a favor. Text Mr. Sunshine and ask Lowell how much his talent fee was for that game.
Everyone's got a
Because I've got a guess, and I think it's probably this many.
No, I would say it's Baltimore this.
Really? Because what was that 10 years ago?
$3. Mm.
Things have changed, my friend.
Well, I guess they have.
Cougar Hunt 2012 with 98 Rock, man. Over $1,000 in cash and other great prizes.
So that means $1,000 and some
coasters.
No,
I know what that means. That means because I ran a bar too. That's $500 for the first
winner,
prize, maybe $350 for first prize, and then they have
the Amish
down.
Thing that they're doing there.
A Cougar Hunt final Saturday, December 8th,
and
with and it's got red. It's a bad logo.
They probably have some of the actors or the
guys from Amish Outlaws.
Yeah, the guys that are in Amish Outlaws.
Amish Outlaws and Tig from Sons of Anarchy. They'll all be out here with Cougar Hunt 2012. What? Thank Jesus. On our anniversary, may I just say thank you that I'm
that we're here and not there.
Yeah, but also,
Tig's going to be there?
No, he just made that up.
But the highlight of the night is...
You'd be there.
It would fit.
The highlight of the night is when Lowell makes his pumpkin bars.
Okay, here she is, Miss Cougar 2012. Oh, this is Miss Cougar 2011. And let's please welcome meteorologist Lowell Melton.
God, that's funny.
Oh, my God.
Certified meteorologist.
But in Baltimore,
you might say this is beneath Lowell Melcher, not when you're as horny as Lowell is.
In Baltimore, that actually would play because it's such a great, he's a hometown guy.
I wish you were drinking. You wouldn't say that if you were.
You're right.
Yeah, that's right. It's perfect for Baltimore.
Good fit and also really
it's
great
a shame
for the
they
image.
Couldn't get Stan Stovall out there in table number two. Wouldn't that be fantastic?
It's a different
Cougar
type of
Hunt 2012. Now, if I'm sitting there and I'm driving around and I see Cougar Hunt 2012, it's a Saturday night and I got nothing to do, I'm pulling into the parking lot.
Please join Channel 2's Lowell Melzer and Artie Donovan.
When I'm in Baltimore, I always make it Bamboo Bernie's. Bamboo Bernie's happy hour drink prices all the way till 8 o'clock.
And now the news with Lowell Melzer.
Do you get the impression that Bamboo Bernie's is going to be open for a total of 14 weeks?
Bamboo Bernie's has Long Island iced teas for $3.75 till 10 o'clock. And don't forget, guys, it's the Cougar Hunt 2012 at 98 Rock, featuring Lowell Melzer. Do you want to learn how to read the weather map and stop by Cougar Hunt 2012. I really, really believe next week that we need a report from Lowell Melzer. I just love having him on the show. The last time is when he was being blown over and his cameraman was throwing metal at him.
Oh, that's right. They green screened that special effect.
Lowell Melzer from far away. He brings me no joy with the Mark and Lowell show. That show brings me nothing but aggravation.
I know.
It's well documented.
Yes.
But Lowell on his own, Mark's best friend, just constantly brings me joy with this, and I unhinged my jaw when I saw this. What's that?
He does get paid.
He does. Well, give him a little credit with that. He does get paid.
What was your guess?
$250.
Very close.
300?
I'm not going to say.
Wow. 300.
Told you, things have changed.
Did you know about this?
275.
I did not.
So I bet his buddy will find a way to get out there.
Yeah.
I bet you'll be a bamboo Bernie's.
First night of Hanukkah. I'm not going to do that.
Oh, really? Saturday? Oh,
yeah. So he's tomorrow.
Oh, so he's giving up his faith as well?
Oh, my God. He's doing it. He's doing it on the first day of Hanukkah. Mm-hmm. Hey, man, come out and light your candle at Bamboo Bernie's.
God, I cannot believe
how do you break that to your wife?
My name's Lowell Melzer. On the first day of Hanukkah, it's a sacred day in the Jewish faith, I will be at Bamboo Bernie's for Cougar Hunt 2012.
You tell her you're slaying the dragon and bringing home cash.
Hi, honey. I'm going to go make some money.
Oh, my God. That's running late. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, Mary Krimble, we'll talk about Stephen Baldwin, one of the greatest asshats in the United States, and Bad Santas.
Yes.
Santas, you know, I don't have to explain too much about that. No. And lots more fun and more thrills. This is our anniversary show on the Mike O'Mara Show. Thank you, listeners.
Welcome to my
Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Thank you all very, very much. Don't forget that coming up in January, January 14th, we start on The Truth, WTNT, AM 730 and 102.9 FM. We'll be on Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, and looking forward to that. Talk to our guy Kelly over there at WTNT, and they're raring to go, and we're very, very excited. I want to hear more promos for the show, Kelly.
Yeah, Kelly.
Want to hear more of our promos.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah, Kelly.
Instead of, you know, Grandy and Andy or whatever the hell.
But you know, you got to admit, Mike, they're great.
You know what? I like them together. I believe it or not, I really, really do. I like
of all your favorite people on the radio that were on the Love Boat.
Yes.
How does Fred Grandy? How does he do?
Numero uno.
I thought so.
This segment of the program is brought to you by upcoming events at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern. Where is he? Where is the King of the Wings? Bring him in here. Let's give him his proper commercial.
Did he get here at what, 6:30 this morning?
King of the Wings.
Hey, Jimmy.
King of the Wings.
Jimmy's like a politician. The first thing he says to me, thanks for your vote.
Yes, yeah, he's into it.
He's still on that cloud.
Very kind, but how about a hello?
Saturday, December 8th at 2 p.m. to celebrate
Put hello on a plaque.
His second consecutive Northern Virginia Magazine King of the Wings Challenge, Jimmy, the one and only, will be performing the chicken dance in his boxers across Eldon Street. Now,
and good news, ladies, this is the first time he's done this post-weight night.
And I will
he's going to be cut.
Right.
Yeah.
I will say this to the people of Herndon, Virginia, and all of Northern Virginia that might be planning on coming out there. This is not a child-friendly event. This is something.
Carrie said, what are you planning on doing on Saturday? Do you want to bring Robert out to watch Jimmy dance? I said, no.
We'll scar him for life.
No.
Seriously, you'll have him. He'll be in a juvenile facility. Hey, Mark, can we get Jimmy out here?
Yeah,
get Jimmy. Because,
give him one moment. He's coming out with a guest.
Jimmy is catering this fantastic party
we're
having today.
Thank you, Brian.
Jimmy will be performing the chicken dance in his boxers across Eldon Street. Assisting Jimmy in the brave feat, Jimmy wrote this himself.
Yeah,
will be
doesn't show.
Will be Giant Chicken. EQ, that's Eric. I know that guy. That's his right-hand man. And Herndon's mayor, Lisa Merkel. And if you want to make reservations, you can call Jimmy at 703-435-5467 or go to jimmystavern.com, 697 Spring Street in Herndon, Virginia, and follow him on Facebook. So, Jimmy, congratulations as King of the Wings.
Yeah.
You should be very, very proud. And Jimmy has brought guests.
Yes.
Jimmy has brought guests.
Lovely guests.
This is Aaron from Jameson Irish Whiskey.
Are you Irish?
I am.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's exciting.
And you know Diana Ash. This is
Diana Ash is here, too.
Hey, welcome back.
Oh, wow.
We're serving Mike's brown beverage.
Oh, my God. We have brown liquor here.
This is the 12-year-old.
I see a 12-year-old.
Mike's trademark beverage.
I hope this.
By the way, Mike, when you say I see a 12-year-old.
What?
When you say I see a 12-year-old, I want you to know, folks, he's talking about the bottle of booze.
I'm talking about the good stuff. This is Jameson's, you know, I have enjoyed the Jameson's 12. Now the Jameson's, what's that? What are you doing?
Can Aaron say hello to you?
But use your microphone. Go ahead. Take it out of the stand and you can like unwrap it and you can interview Aaron and we'll put Aaron on the show.
Use some of that great mic technique you use at your tavern.
Hi, everybody!
Jimmy!
Happy birthday, everybody!
Aaron is from Jameson's. You are the official Jameson spokes model. Is that true?
That is correct.
Is that your official title?
Today it is.
Oh, today, but I don't hear. Now, can you fake an Irish brogue? Because that would really sell it.
You can't? If you went around going, I thought I'd bring
the Jamesons over for you, Mr. O'Mara.
I don't think she needs to do any more than what she's doing.
No, she doesn't.
Yeah, I think she's doing it.
No. Apparently Mike has a fetish for Barry Fitzgerald.
No. No. Can I tell there's a story?
Is that a fantasy of yours,
I was on Aer Lingus. That is the Irish
You're
airline.
You're traveling.
That is the Irish national airline. Uh-huh. And I remember that. Did you just take a chug of that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, out of the bottle.
Don't worry, germs won't live on that.
Now, gentlemen, Rob Spiewak and also Buzz Burbank, mm-hmm. take a little sippy sip of this.
Okay.
This is nectar of the
hey,
gods.
Here's right? to you.
Cheers.
Salud.
Sláinte. All
right. Cheers.
Good stuff.
Tosker.
Wow. Mike, I have to blame you. You have turned me on to this Jameson's like 14 years ago.
Yes.
It's wonderful stuff.
Yeah, I had a band one time, and that was our main food was Jameson's.
That's good for you.
I remember one night
How did that band end up breaking up? Was it because of the drinking?
The fighting.
Nah.
All I know, I came down after one band practice. We had four guys that rehearsed, mm-hmm. and I came downstairs the next day, and there were three bottles empty.
Oh, that's no good. Wow. And that was gold.
That's a little too much Irish whiskey for anybody. Cool. Well, Aaron, thank you for being here.
Thank you. It's very nice meeting you guys.
Thank you.
I'm excited to be here. Let me know what you need.
Well,
I think she's going to be hanging out.
It's like, get out, Beluga. Oh, I'm sorry. Beluga, sweetheart.
Oh.
Leave. Yes.
Scavenging.
Okay. By the way, it says your.
All right, now, Aaron, is Mrs. O'Mara here?
Hey, Carla.
Carla, let's give Carla a nice round of applause.
Welcome.
How are you? Now you're heading out shortly, right? Yeah. Because you're going to go to you don't want the mic. Give her the microphone. What's the matter with you?
Nothing.
Happy Crimble.
Hi.
Merry Christmas.
A humbug.
Did you? Oh,
really?
Wow. Oh gosh.
I know how you feel. Outside of the pregnancy.
Since you're not going to be here for the majority of the festivities today. I just wanted to, say happy anniversary to you. It's our third anniversary of the show. You've been a part of it as well.
Yeah, happy anniversary, guys.
Third anniversary of letting us crash your home, and you are positively glowing.
Now, lovely. Now, normally Carla is the hostess with the mostest, and Beluga. Right, the dogs are out.
Oh, stop. Oh, wait, did you talk about Beluga today?
I did. Oh, in glowing terms.
I did, the opening of the show.
Held up a newspaper, today's newspaper.
He apologized.
I hope you approve.
Okay.
I did the very
best.
You'll be very proud.
You missed a moment. You probably didn't catch it when he was really having a nice, caring moment with Beluga after that show.
Me.
So he had a special moment. Mm-hmm. It didn't really work out for him.
Beluga's not so bad.
No, not
He's
so
not
bad.
He's not bad at all.
That's right.
Yeah.
And if you guys talk about him anymore, I will kill you. Okay.
She will,
Joel
too.
Warned,
she's not
I'm
kidding.
I'm done with it.
It's just a bit, though.
I don't care. It's hurting my feelings.
Oh, sorry.
Are you nervous at all? Are you nervous at all about your first appointment? Are you nervous about the...
No, not at all. I'm actually pretty excited to go.
Okay. That's cool. Very, very
go
cool.
Go and get it over with.
Now, normally...
I can come back here and drink. I'm just joking.
Hey.
Hey, you can drink in the first trimester.
First trimester, right.
Big deal.
Thanks, guys.
That's a big deal.
Hey, shut the hell up. That's my kid.
No, I think... Carrie's OB said she was allowed one drink a day or something like that. And did is she saved him up.
Well, you know.
Hey, I like the way. Wait a minute.
Four great benders in the whole pregnancy.
Yeah,
and look
cool.
how good Robert turned out.
So today's the day. And of course, I'll be in contact with you. And, normally Carla is the hostess with the mostest. Mm-hmm. And she comes and provides a wonderful spread for all of us. We got Jimmy that's doing the catering today. So good luck with you. And I really wish you. I said that. I meant it when I said I wish you were hanging out. It's not the same without having you here all day around this thing. Because by this time, you were pretty lit last year.
Probably.
Before you go, get your fruitcake. It's on the table in there. And take one for your mom, too.
Okay, cool.
Please.
I will.
May
thank
I
you.
Add another thing?
You go right ahead,
what
Oscar.
Could possibly go
wrong? You know what I realize? You're going to be more trouble today based on the fact that you're not drinking.
Not
at
drinking
all.
Yeah, you know what it is? This is like eight people at a wedding and one guy at a funeral. Mm. This is really the feeling I'm getting.
Carla, again, congratulations.
Thank you very
and,
much.
And I want to look, it's been 3 years. You've brought us into your home. You let us do this here. So I know it hasn't been easy. And at times we can be messy. And I just want to say thank you on behalf of
all of us. Thank you.
You're very appreciate well. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you. I do have a question, though, before I go. Yeah.
Okay.
So I was already thinking about it when we do have the baby, obviously the baby will be here during show.
Yes.
So obviously I'm going to be working.
I will hold it.
Okay.
Yeah. Hold it.
Promise. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, you're not going back to work like after the pup comes out.
Yeah, I know, but eventually.
You know,
it would be great if the baby learned some voices.
So is the question?
I think it should be Mark taking care of the baby.
So is the question? Yeah. What do we do with the baby when you go back to work?
Yes.
All right. Let's think about that.
I don't know.
Yeah. So you guys will raise the baby.
We'll be fine.
Okay.
That'll be fun.
Look, we'll have activities.
Five men and a baby.
As a matter of fact, did you meet Aaron, who is the spokesmodel for Jameson's?
Yes.
We're discussing nanny opportunities.
I think that would be great.
Sweet. We're discussing
that's fine with me.
I got the look, dear. I got the look. No, I'm just kidding.
That's fine with me.
No, it's not. No,
why?
I'm not going to make comments like that.
Mike went to the jerk store this morning.
I did not go to the jerk store.
He used the big cart. The big cart.
How dare you?
I was going to say, he went to the store this morning. No, he did not.
No, as a matter of fact, we're real excited about the Yankee swap today. That's one of the things I really wish you were here to participate in.
That would be fun.
The Yankee swap.
You can follow it on Ustream.
I will.
Well, you're a part of this thing, and I wanted to say happy anniversary to you, too, and I wish you could be here for the whole
thing. Well, congratulations, guys. 3 years. You guys, are awesome. You rock. And much success in the future, which I know you all will have. Mm-hmm. Bigger and better things are going to be happening. I know it for a fact.
Oh, so. God bless you. Thank you.
Cheers.
Thank you,
Carla.
Three cheers for Carla.
And she listens every day.
The tight, solid little appearance.
Yeah,
huh?
It was.
Isn't she good at it?
No stammer. She actually sounds better than Rob today.
That's better.
Every day.
That's a political candidate's wife.
Yeah,
right
nice.
There. That's a political candidate. Look who slides into the chair right after
that. By Mark.
Diana Ash is
Mike. Someone's ringing the doorbell, Mike.
Who's at the door?
Do you want to open the door?
Yeah, open the door. Come on in.
Oh, Mike, only 18 days. I hope you're ready.
18 days of Christmas shopping. 18 days to fill the stocking. 18 days of Christmas shopping.
Hi there.
Only got 18 more.
Hello there.
Hi there.
Hi.
It's later than you think.
Hello.
Only 18 more shopping days till Christmas.
And he's gone.
So long, ass.
Yeah, well, he'll be back soon.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, it's Rob's Magic Audio Vault on the Mike O'Mara Show. Ray Boulder. Let me take you, baby, down to the riverbed. Bamboo Bernie's Cougar Hunt. I'm looking at it right now. I can't stop laughing about that. Welcome back to the show. I want to thank Jimmy Cerrito for all his catering today.
The best.
And also I want to thank Michael Holstein for coming by from Quench and hosting us coming up in a week. It's exciting. We're looking forward to that. Rob's Magic Audio Vault is brought to you by SodaStream. If anybody wants Buzz later on, you want
to
do
I'd love to try some.
A little soda water.
I'd like that
very much. The cool thing, you can just put some water in that machine and make your own, which
excellent.
I am excited about. You know, I was thinking about this today, and I'm going to go off the script
here. I planned to carbonate vodka.
As far as SodaStream, if you're having a holiday party, and you
brilliant.
Want the ease of having anything you require.
Mixing drinks, whatever.
The rum and coke, a rye and ginger, a Jack and ginger. You want vodka and soda water. You even have the SodaStream that I got, the SodaStream Source Machine, came with tonic water.
So,
one of the greatest challenges, and I've had a lot of parties at this house over the years, one of the greatest challenges I have is when I go out and you're getting all the booze for the party, and then you say, okay, where are the mixers? And
you
inevitably,
lug them.
That's where you blow it.
Yeah, and inevitably it's at the last minute.
You got to choose them. You got to lug them.
This is the greatest solution for parties during the holidays you will ever have.
I you guys sold me so much, and it's funny. I literally went out yesterday to Bed Bath & Beyond, picked one up.
Literally, he did this, not figuratively.
They have three of them. They have three different. He's an asshole. I have three.
Rob?
They have three different options.
Right.
And you can get like one that's just kind of a to go one, and then
different
one
models.
If you want to keep in your kitchen, and it's amazing.
Yeah, it's terrific because that's the greatest, believe it or not, the greatest pain in the ass for me having a holiday party or any kind of party is oh my god, I got to go out and I get soda water and. Soda water is not something, as you know, Rob, that, you know, when you're done with your party, it just sits there and it gets
old. What are you going to do with it?
You want it fresh. Fresh makes a big difference.
To make it this way, we talk about how much fun it'll be for the whole family, but go out and get yourself a SodaStream. You can get them at Bed Bath & Beyond, Target, Walmart, Macy's, and Kohl's, or visit SodaStream.com. SodaStream, smart, simple soda, and all sorts of flavors. We thank them for their patronage. And now, without further ado, for our third tacular, let's open up the audio vault for today.
Two things quick. I do apologize. The audio vault was left open all night.
So now it's
went
closed
back
again.
And checked. No, I closed it first thing this morning.
Oh, I see.
Because all the cold air was getting out. Now it's closed.
But nobody heard it.
Why the food smells good.
Why are you looking at me like that?
You know why.
He can't go on until you open the vault.
You got to open the thing. But I will take a moment also to say safe home to drummer Ed Cassidy, who drummed on this record by Spirit. And I know Spirit is a lot of times dismissed as a one-hit wonder, but they were big in the progressive rock movement. And they
fan
also
of My Little Brothers, are you?
And one thing they did is they chose Led Zeppelin to be an opening act, giving them major U.S. coverage for the first time. And a lot of people say John Bonham learned a lot of his drumming skills from this guy, Ed Cassidy. He was 82.
Yes, he was my brother.
Jack Cassidy.
He was my older brother. No, he's my younger brother.
Jack?
Yes, and our father was Hopalong.
Can you open the thing, please?
Hopalong Cassidy, Rob.
I know.
Do you need me to open up the audio?
I do.
Mind, Jack?
Yeah. I unfriended two people that gave me crap about it today on Facebook.
Yeah, yeah.
I unfriended somebody today.
Why?
My AU buddy, Ron.
Ron?
Really?
Yeah, yeah. He did a Fresh Balls commercial.
The Balls guy?
That's his client that I went down, and Mark and I went down and had a meeting with him down in Bethesda. Uh-huh. So he did a little commercial on Facebook, and then it ended up on my page, or not on my page, but on my news feed.
Right.
I'm like, no. Right. And he promised me that we'd have advertising for Christmas time, so goodbye.
Yeah.
That's it.
Exactly.
American University, our whole history. Mark and I took him to lunch. I went all the way downtown. And he didn't advertise.
You just cheated us.
You just cheated us.
This isn't fair.
C'est la vie.
And he owes us lunch.
So long, a-hole.
Yeah, he could mail us a couple sandwiches. Would you refriend him if he did that?
Huh?
If he mailed us lunch?
I'd refriend him if he bought a schedule.
That's please do that, Ron.
That's about it. We'll be on the radio soon.
Otherwise, you know, that's
this tape comes to us.
Oh, hey, hold on, Ron.
Yes.
I got to do this. Wolf, our friend Wolf, the Bratwurst King.
Yes.
Wolf's wife is having a medical procedure, and we wanted to say, Kim, good luck to you and to the whole Wolf family. We want to say... have a safe turnaround with
best
that.
Wishes.
We hope everything goes great for you and goes well for you, Wolf. You're a friend of this show. So, Wolf and your wife, Kim, wonderful lady. Good luck with that.
And our love to his beautiful son as well. It's a great family.
Good fam, and good luck to the Bratwurst King and his wife.
You,
thank you very much. Yes, Diana Ash. Yes.
There's a libertarian
somebody
in the house.
Andrew Langer is in the house.
There
ladies
is.
And
gentlemen,
yay.
Special across the hall.
Our favorite right-wing libertarian. What did you bring?
What do you got there, man?
You brought meat?
Steaks.
Oh my God. Wow. Can you, Diana, can you undo that microphone and hand it to Andrew Langer? And there we go. I love this. I love it when like people are coming in. He was just taping a special across the hallway.
Exactly right.
Andrew Langer, how are you, sir?
I'm doing quite well. Happy to be here.
Are you enjoying the post-election fallout of pissing everybody in the Republican Party off?
Listen, that's what we do best.
That's true.
Certainly it's true in my life.
It's
working.
That's true. So what did we bring?
I brought you all gifts from the Omaha Steak Company.
Oh,
that is
awesome.
Wow. Weight not friendly and non-weight not
that's
friendly.
That's right.
Meat.
Such a great, it's such a great day to own a man great.
It's true.
And that is a spanking holiday outfit.
Thank you very much.
I like
wore
that.
It just for you.
I like that. Well, we'll see you in the second show.
I'll see you in a second.
Everybody's going to be hanging around. And Diana Ash, as mentioned before, from Quench for Knowledge, she is here today. And thank you very much for coming today. Happy holidays to you, Diana.
Absolutely. I wouldn't miss it.
It's great to have everybody here. Our friend Katie is here.
Yes.
And we just got people.
Tomo is here.
Todd Moore is here. Uh-huh. People are floating around all over the
Marcus
place.
Marcus Serta.
Marcus Serta is here from the
from Maine.
Yes, from
America.
America.
That show you don't listen to.
Vermont.
Omericast. Omericast.
Vermont, same thing, isn't it?
But, yeah, I think it's the same state.
Yeah, I think
But we opened up the audio vault, and now it's time for that. Go ahead.
There's a game show, Mike, and it's called Killer Karaoke. And what we've got here is a fat lady, and she's singing a song. I think it's by Carrie Underwood, Before He Cheats.
Yes.
And what she has to do is, while she sings karaoke, they force her to do horrible things. What you will hear her do is reach into, and she doesn't know what she's doing. She's essentially blindfolded. You can see the box. She's reaching into a box of snakes. She's forced to stand under a grate with pigeons.
She's singing karaoke?
That defecate on her.
Wait. Is this an American show?
I just saw it online. I don't know what it's about, but it has the look of a real television show, and the host has no accent, so it must be on one of the small cable networks. But I want you to hear this lady. I want you to hear this lady react, because it's quite... Do you know about the show?
Yeah, is it the one with Steve-O?
I don't know.
Yeah,
could be,
from
Jackass.
Oh yeah, that is
right.
Him. Yeah,
it just debuted yesterday.
So it's a mainstream show.
You will enjoy
mainstream. Steve-O's mainstream.
Yeah, he is. He's big. You will enjoy her reaction. The first time she reacts is reaching into the box of snakes.
As she's singing.
Yeah, and she's not got a bad voice either, which is nice.
Right now, he's probably slow dancing with a bleach blonde tramp.
So now they reveal the snakes.
Right now, he's probably buying her. Right now, he's probably some dollars worth of that. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Okay, now she's done with that, and she's going to go under the pigeons.
Yeah. You got to explain the concept to me a little bit. Okay, so she, because you obviously just got this as a clip, right?
Right. Mark actually sent it to me, so thank you, Mark.
Mark, so do you know where this comes from? And this comes from, like, it's a reality
Killer Karaoke.
Yeah, it's a new game show that aired last month.
And does she know that the does she,
she
see
does
the
not
snake?
She does not know what she's reaching into, but the audience does.
I love her.
That's awesome. She's about she's about to go under the pigeons that are going to defecate on her from above.
Play the whole thing again.
Oh, from the front. Okay, right. Here we go.
This is great. I enjoy this.
Killer Karaoke, Mike.
I like it.
I guess what? I check your audio. Local listings.
Yeah. I love the audio.
Or not.
Yeah. I guess you know snakes when you reach right now, he's probably slow. So controlled right now.
And she looks like Lisa Lampanelli.
He's okay. Probably getting frisky. Right now, he's probably buying. Oh, right now, he's probably throwing some dollars worth of money.
So I guess keep an eye out for that show.
And then she got on the trick elevator.
Yeah. That's too funny.
Now, I think of all the animals, we play a lot of dog tapes. Poodles are probably the smartest breed. We've decided that.
But standard poodle, probably the smartest breed of dog you'll
have. I think the most vocal breed is the husky, because there's the dog that says, I love you, and that's a husky. Mm-hmm.
No, the most vocal breed is the chihuahua. No, I'm not. I'm sorry.
Hey.
I'm not going there again.
Be nice.
I'm not going
there.
Be nice. Chihuahua, when every single person that comes into your house, the chihuahua has to scream at.
But I mean vocal like... tuned into the human voice is what I meant.
Okay.
Because the talking dog, this quote-unquote talking dog that says I love you. Yeah. Here's a husky that there's a baby in the house, and it sure seems to me like the dog is imitating the baby.
Okay.
Your call, okay? That's the baby.
This is a good audio of all of it.
I like best when they're both quiet at the same time, because the dog is like waiting for the animal, for the the animal, the baby to go.
You know what I call that?
What?
My future.
Yes. It's very true.
Yeah, very good.
This is a neat, this is a video. It's made for a product that we don't need to plug, but we have this on our YouTube page. Mm-hmm. This is the most annoying of all Christmas songs. I think of the mainstream Christmas song, Carol of the Bells.
Yes.
But it is played entirely on stuff you would find in an office or a warehouse. I thought this was pretty cool.
What are they using?
Coffee cups, a telephone, they're stamping their feet, they're slamming a phone down. It's very cool. It's all organic.
And a big baggie full of hashish.
Lots of weed there, yeah. So that's Carol of the Bells. Now, I think this weekend on HBO, Beyonce has directed a documentary about herself. And that's I like Beyonce.
We're going to do that someday.
I think she's very talented. I think she's lovely. But this is a bad
You're
step
alone
for anybody.
On that one.
Really?
I'm not a fan.
I think she's a good singer.
Like her, I think it's, you know, I just know.
But I think this is the bad step. This is going to put her into sort of Jerry Lewis land. Anytime you direct yourself, you're looking for trouble.
No, I think Beyonce is an amazing talent.
Okay,
I don't
that's what I'm
that
saying.
I think she's actually might even be a better actress than she is a singer. What I don't like is she embraces, much like her husband Jay-Z, divadom so wholeheartedly that they're just, you know,
so
they believe that they believe their own press.
Actually,
and I don't like people to believe
then
their
we're
own
actually
press.
On the same page.
Okay.
Because I think she is talented, but I think this is a bad step. Here is a, and it's telling, HBO has not released a lot of preview clips.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Here is Beyonce, there's a small clip about Beyonce directing herself in the HBO documentary.
I always battle with how much do I reveal about myself.
Battle.
If I'm scared, be scared. Allow it. Release it.
So I really don't have a real strong opinion.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
Whatever.
That sucks.
I really
Whatever,
don't have
like you're so goddamn important, you idiot.
I don't have a strong opinion one way or another, but someone who has seen the movie is Wendy Williams, talk show host Wendy Williams.
Okay.
And she does not mince words about Beyonce.
Beyonce is directing and starring in an HBO documentary about her life. I am a Beyonce fan, and I have to tell you, I'm going to be watching this documentary. Fortunately, one of the TVs in our kitchen has closed captioning, so I'll be able to understand what she says. She, you know, Beyonce can't talk. You all, Beyonce sounds like she's got a fifth grade education. She can't talk. Oh. Excuse me, I just said I'm a fan, but we have to call a spade a spade.
Wow.
I mean, honestly. And we really do have the closed captioning just for times like that.
That's enough to make me watch.
Good for her. That's great. I agree.
We established we don't like Jimmy Fallon. How do you feel about Tracy Morgan?
I'm not a fan of Tracy Morgan. Well, Tracy Morgan. You're bringing up everybody I don't like on the show today.
Well, then let's skip these next three tapes.
Thank you. Oh, you had three Send tapes of Tracy
well,
Morgan?
I kind of liked this.
Okay.
Because
you know
I'm
what?
Not a big Tracy Morgan
like
fan.
I know more people like Tracy Morgan than don't like him, so I will yield to you and play the Tracy Morgan.
Okay, this is him on the Fallon show last night doing a commentary on Twas the Night Before Christmas.
Yeah,
okay.
The night before Christmas, when all through the house, not a creature was stirring.
It's already laughing.
Not even a mouse.
You see, what happened
I
was...
that mouse. I always hear him walking around with his little nails scratching against my kitchen floor. I got brand new floors, Jim, from France.
You're laughing.
It's just... I knew,
you're like the second one better.
Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen.
I like to call them by their nicknames. Scooter, Porkchop, Captain Freak, DJ Downey McFresh, Banzai, Mr. Dimples, Smokey, and Joe Frazier.
A little bit.
Now I'm fading.
Oh, hold it. Maybe just one. I think this last one will get
this
you.
This one will save it.
This one.
Oh,
you know what?
I disagree.
Listen, no one is stirring. Not even a mouse.
The children were nestled all snug in their beds while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads.
Sugar plums? You definitely don't got kids. I got three kids. They want a Wii U, Xbox, a ColecoVision, Call of Duty. Not one of them asked for me for no sugar plum. By the way, I know a pimp named Sugar Plum.
Har.
He's
hey
better.
Guys,
Jimmy Fallon.
Maybe you can
get.
Maybe you can. You know, you can listen to that and then go down and catch the latest Adam Sandler movie.
Hey, easy.
I think you'll win.
Easy.
He has a new one?
And speaking of Adam Sandler, we close with a congratulations and a vote of happiness to all our Jewish friends.
Oh, really?
As they light candle number one tomorrow night.
It's Hanukkah, the beginning of Hanukkah.
And
sundown tomorrow.
Here's Conan O'Brien, who I think might be Jewish.
Exactly.
No, here's Conan O'Brien on Hanukkah.
Hanukkah begins this Saturday. Hanukkah? Yeah. That's right. Don't be afraid to clap. It's fine.
Don't be afraid.
What's wrong with that audience?
As you know, Hanukkah is the Jewish holiday that lasts for 8 different spellings. Have you noticed that about Hanukkah? It's yes. Like what yeah. There's I, every time I write it out, my spell check says incorrect.
If I ever have to write it, I just freeze in fear that I'm going to do it wrong and that it's going to mean something terrible. And I'm German.
That is your Magic Audio Vault. Merry Christmas, everybody.
That's good stuff. We'll take a break and come back with buzz and news on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to TMOS. I want to thank Jimmy again at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern for providing all the food and drink for us today. Jimmy is a dear friend of mine. He has been a very large part of a very large year and a great year for me.
Yes.
And for all of you guys on the show, I just want to say this before we break because I don't want to get all about an anniversary. I don't like it. Okay. I don't like anniversary shows, to be honest with you. I do want to say, though, it's been a wonderful year. The best part of TMOS this year has been doing the show. The pleasure, the actual process of doing this show has brought me on a daily basis is something
Mike,
I have not experienced in my career, and I'm grateful.
It sounds like you're gearing up to quit. There's
yes, I will be leaving.
Let's have lunch.
I will be leaving. Let's get right to it, Buzz Burbank. Take it away.
There's a Facebook post from this week that I wanted to share, and I think you, Mike, will especially enjoy it. I think Oscar will too, and a lot of our listeners. My latest order from Amazon, writes Pat Curran, via the TMOS link, of course, will take me off the cable TV grid, 2 Leaf antennas for recording local channels, 2 Roku boxes to bring in all the internet streaming sites. This $220 one-time purchase will save my family about $150 a month.
Wow.
SD Comcast.
You know what?
Signed Pat Curran.
You know what?
Yeah.
I want one.
I think really that you could get other people that are going to start doing
Cut
that.
Cut the cable.
Yeah. I pay
off the grid,
hundreds
maybe.
Of dollars a month, and I can't afford to
Roku
spend
to
that.
You too.
And you know what? You can really, when you think of everything, what the hell was that?
I think that was
like
Katie.
Oh, dear. Katie Forbes,
hi, Katie.
Von Herman.
Wow. Yeah. Hi. How are you? You loaded yet?
Yeah. Someone's jaw is relaxing.
You're on pills?
Oh, that's good.
Even better.
Take them with wine.
Mark, can you hand Katie a microphone real quick before Buzz starts with the... and incidentally, this is kind of a preview to show number 2.
Yes.
Where people are just going to come walking in and out. Katie, how are you? Oh, hello there. How are you?
Oh, hello
there.
Hello there. So, Katie, how are you? How you doing? How you feeling? You have a jaw thing, right?
Uh-huh.
That's kind of crazy, right?
Yeah, cooked the steak right. We've been over this.
Okay, yes.
Yeah.
And how are you feeling with your jaw? Is it hurting again today?
Well, I had surgery on Tuesday.
You look great.
But is it as Mike
said? I have on so much makeup.
But you look, because you got a lot of bruising and stuff from where they.
I have on so much pills.
Right, right.
You have on so much pills. Is it as Mike says? He said you had a jaw thing that's kind of crazy. Is that pretty much the doctor's diagnosis?
Yeah. I dislocated one side, broke the other side. Yeah. And I had.
She just wouldn't listen.
I did.
I've met her husband. He's not a violent man.
He's not.
He's a wonderful lad.
We'll be here later.
How's married life treating you?
So far, so good.
Do we have to talk about him?
Huh? All right, will you come back in show number two and panel with us a little bit?
I will not show you my number two.
Oh, what?
Come back and panel with us when you have
a little vino.
Look
and
at that.
Do you like my Lou Dobbs chiclet teeth?
Your Lou Dobbs chiclet teeth look great.
Well, they're my fake.
They're temporary.
Yeah, that's
temporary.
Okay, but you look fine.
And you bought those at the Ed
McMahon.
Are
your other teeth in storage?
What's funny about Katie,
<Not really yet.
laughs> Katie is like all of us, and Katie is very, you know, Katie walks
Katie's
into the kitchen
pills.
Before the show, and I immediately know something's up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and she gives that vibe of, you know, I'm in pain. Yeah. Like that. So drink up, Shriner, and then come back
spritzer.
And join us. What?
The spritzer.
Spritzer, so there is booze in it?
A little bit of white wine.
Okay, rock and roll.
Nice.
Right. Enjoy yourself.
Good.
Thank you very much.
Thank
That's
Katie.
Katie
Forbes von Herman.
And maybe
Katie.
We'll get to Things I Hate a little bit. Mm.
It's Katie who apparently picked her teeth up at Ed McMahon's estate sale.
There you go. Let's get right to it. We're running short on time news with Buzz
Thanks
right now.
Thanks for shopping Amazon. And happy holidays indeed. Jobs are up. Gas prices are down. And efforts to avoid the fiscal cliff are finally getting serious. First of all, we were expecting unemployment to have stayed the same or ticked slightly worse. In the jobs report out today, instead, the unemployment rate ticked down to its lowest point in 4 years. It did this in spite of the jobs lost to Hurricane Sandy and in spite of companies' reluctance to hire new workers, not knowing what the government's going to do.
Ticks.
146,000 new jobs were added last month, pushing unemployment down to 7.7%. After that news broke this morning, the stock market shot up by, at last check, at least 60 points. Gas prices, meanwhile.
That was a swallow.
Well,
there.
I was hoping somebody would say something.
We go out there, you know, I was into the unemployment numbers when it was part of the game and part of the election.
Right.
Now
the game's over and the numbers are still going up, and that's
now
good
it's
news.
Just the good of the country.
Although
who cares?
I do love when he talks about ticks.
Let me put it this way.
Big, fat, bloated ticks.
The more people who have jobs, the more money we make here at the podcast.
That's yet to be seen.
Gas prices, meanwhile.
Speaking of gas.
So it begins.
That's right.
Gas prices continue to fall. Nationally, gas prices fell another 3 cents this week to an average of $3.37 a gallon. In some spots, going for $3.07 a gallon.
Now, that's good news.
And experts say the price will keep dropping through the end of the year at least.
I know this guy, Mike O'Schmara, who's going to be taking a really, really long road trip on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
And I hope that gas is really cheap.
Gas is so cheap. Carrie doesn't even turn the car off anymore at night.
It's cheap.
She just leaves it running.
That's just how cheap
it's
is.
It's exciting.
And although we're still racing.
Mike O'Mara.
Still racing.
Somebody's at the door.
Who is it?
I don't know who's at the door here. Hi, come on in.
Hey, it's Chris.
Hey, it's Chris Yoko. There he is.
That's Chris Yoko.
Welcome, Chris. But although we're still.
Everybody, you guys, come on. I can tell you, you're funny. You need, boy.
Yeah, he does.
You don't want to put that stomach in jeopardy.
Hey,
but
what
boy,
about
do
just
I need
like
you
some,
loaded today.
Like some NyQuil.
Why?
Something. Like an Ambien.
Does anyone have marijuana?
What? Boy, is that a loaded question.
All right, come on, Buzz. Let's bet. Buzz, come on. Enough with the regular news. Like, get to the fun stuff.
Yes, the fun stuff's in
Jesus
the kitchen, Chris.
Unemployment and blah, blah, blah. I want to have some fun.
Okay.
Did you have a lot
Finally.
Of serious? Did you have a lot So it was all serious news?
No, not necessarily. I started off with good news about unemployment and gas prices and also the fiscal cliff.
I'm happy. Go ahead.
Fun is the best thing.
What's going on with the fiscal cliff?
Even though we're still racing.
Are we
going
to bomb Syria?
No.
Okay.
Not yet.
All right.
We may have to go over.
Hey, what if we push Syria off the fiscal cliff?
Hey. Two birds with one stone.
Problem solved, dude.
Members of the Republican-controlled House have taken a long weekend while the Senate tries to set up a screening for itself of the movie Lincoln. In other words, these guys are doing nothing. That may actually be good news because it means a reprieve from the public chest beating of those most likely to do it. Too many cooks spoil the broth anyway. So that just leaves the president and House Speaker John Boehner to work it out. It really is up to the two of them. Their staffs have already talked. They are talking by phone, may even meet in person. There is, in Washington, new optimism today about the compromise most Americans
Does it
want.
Make me me a bad American that I'm more concerned about the NHL lockout than I am.
Yes, not at all.
No, you loved Lincoln, right?
What?
You loved Lincoln, right?
Absolutely. I'd love to go see it again. I saw it by myself. I'd love to see it with somebody.
I found out today that everyone, including director Steven Spielberg, had to address Daniel Day-Lewis as Mr. President on set.
Daniel Day-Lewis is the ultimate method actor, and he stays in character when he's not. And that is a role where it shows. It shows.
You're
looking at Lincoln when you watch this movie. I thought it was amazing.
Which surprised me that they have the same rules that you do in your house.
Mr. President.
Yeah. People have to address me as Lincoln.
Mr. President. Yes. Other news. George Zimmerman, the Florida neighborhood watch guy who shot to death young Trayvon Martin, is suing NBC. He says the way the network edited his 911 audio for broadcast made him appear racist. We've heard both the edited and unedited versions of the audio, and he may have a case.
I think he does have a case, actually. Do you remember that?
I'm inclined to agree with that.
Yeah, NBC, however, denies it did this intentionally and is fighting the lawsuit. Now, as you know, I don't like to alarm people.
Oh, God.
No, that's not what you do, Buzz.
No, not what I do, but catfish have started leaving the water.
Is this based on that show on MTV? Are these catfish looking for people?
He could leave it and catfish have started leaving the water.
And it's over.
And so it begins.
I remember, you and I are old enough to remember, yes. You remember those walking catfish stories?
Right.
And
those were snakeheads, I thought.
Snakeheads.
No. They were walking cat. They were called walking catfish back in the day.
They would climb ashore.
But go ahead.
They do walk along the water. Anyway, these catfish have started leaving the water to catch, kill, and eat pigeons.
What?
Oh,
I say let them do it.
Hold on a second, God.
It's happening in Europe.
Jesus.
These are catfish a foot and a half in length jumping onto a gravel shore. The phenomenon has been caught on video more than 5 dozen times already. They only succeed about a third of the time. Scientists say the fish know the birds are within their range because they feel the vibrations through their whiskers.
All right, now Rob and I will do the sound again. And yes. Then Rob and I will now recreate the sound of the catfish leaving the water to get a pigeon.
Now, in this playlet, does the catfish succeed?
I need to know
for my reading.
Yeah, okay. but don't overdo it.
Such a mess.
I never would.
You want to do it? Make it. You want to underplay the cooing and then kind of like the dying.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go. Ready? Go. Mm-hmm. All right, 3, 2, 1, go.
Catfish! Oh no!
Way to underplay it. The New Orleans convenience.
Wait, turn the thing up. Jesus Christ.
Oh,
God.
Damn it, Rob.
I swear to God, I wish I had my own volume control sometime.
Me too.
Oh, Beluga. Hey.
Can you write that down?
The New Orleans convenience store worker who put a tire locking boot. The New Orleans convenience store worker who put a tire locking boot on an ambulance that had come to save a man's life has been fired. A second ambulance had to be called. The employee, who is not from this country, says he didn't know what kind of vehicle he was booting.
Oh, my.
A mall in Portland, Maine
has fired. The clue was the word that said ambulance.
Yeah.
That's the first clue.
Not from here. He's from out of town.
Hey, guys, it's ambulance.
Oh, it's ambulance.
I need you to hit stop.
A mall in Portland, Maine has fired the Santa Claus who refused to let a 6-year-old girl sit on his lap because her mom wouldn't cough up $20 for the photo package. And finally, you occasionally get an idiot calling the police because he's unhappy with a prostitute. There's another one of those in the news today. But we're focusing on a would-be burglar around Fort Worth, Texas. He got a nasty surprise when he allegedly broke into a home while the occupants were sleeping. The homeowner did not call 911. The burglar did when the homeowner came after him with a gun. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much. Turn up number 5, Rob. Thank you very much. Our show today was brought to you by...
It was still playing.
Have another drink, Rob. Our show
until a moment ago, it was still playing the Psycho music. It didn't fit in.
Well, no, it is not playing the Psycho music.
It was before, Mike.
Our show is brought to you by our DVD... Oh, I can't wait till show number 2.
Really?
I swear to God. Our DVD launch party at Quench in Rockville, Maryland.
Yay.
The fun drops at 8 p.m. on Friday, December 14th as we release... our latest DVD of our recent sold-out live show in Reno. We'll all be there to greet you, to thank you, and to sign your copy. Admission is free. And while you're there, enjoy the signature cocktails and cuisine that make Quench your best destination anytime, fun time. 8 p.m. Friday, December 14th at Quench, 9712 Treville Gateway Drive in Rockville. For more information, visit quenchnation.com or click the banner ad on our website. We'll see you next time, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Thank you.
Christmas is a time to say I love you. Share the
joys and laughter and a cheer. Christmas is a time.